Canadian retail outlets were expected to see a projected 2% increase in holiday sales. And some have, with one caveat. Consumers traded down to buy less expensive items and largely waited for key sales periods such as Black Friday or pre-Boxing Week sales. Despite sales that launched around Black Friday, the pressures of inflation and a seemingly never-ending postal strike affected shopping strategies. For instance, the nationwide postal strike lowered online traffic. On the flip side, it forced more shoppers to take their business to brick-and-mortar operations. The Gazette contacted a handful of businesses in St. Albert to see how holiday economic activity affected them. The first on our list was Track and Trail, an outdoor retailer that handles cross-country, Nordic, alpine skiing, backpacking, hiking and climbing needs. It focuses on high-end clothing, footwear and equipment. "We had a great season," said owner Bob Schilf. "One of the things about our business is that it's weather-dependent. We could have a great economy, but our situation requires snow on the ground, and we had it early in the season. Our business is driven by the weather. It's hard to predict, but I think we'll have a strong season right through winter." Boho West, located in St. Albert Center, enjoyed an equally satisfying holiday season. The business sells costume jewelry, a large selection of crystals and natural gemstones. Owner Nikki Johnson was one businesswoman who noted the postal strike encouraged mall traffic and brought more people to her storefront. "Things started slow, and I was a little worried. But in the end, it was our loyal customers who stopped by and our sales ended up being the same as last year," said Johnson. Candy Lab, a new mall shop located in the food court area, received strong support from shoppers. It sells local and imported candy from the United States, United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, Lebanon, as well as Arabic halal confectionery. "It's a steady business. Everybody loves candy," said owner Cal Majid. "We were very busy until last Monday, December 30th. We have our slow and busy days. But this location is an increase from our last location." While a month of sales and heavier than normal traffic had a decent turnout for many businesses, some retailers saw weaker sales. McBain Camera, sporting a large selection of cameras, lenses, flashes, tripods, and studio lighting equipment, saw softer sales. "It's been quiet. Most people are more cash conscious. They're not spending large amounts. They are buying large amounts of clothing. I see people carrying bags of soft things like clothing, shoes and skates," said McBain manager Shauna Jackson. Although she cannot point to specifics for the downturn, Jackson notes spending habits have changed. "A lot of shopping is online. Inflation doesn't help and people are more cash conscious. They may not have the opportunity to save up during the year and buy a big item at Christmas." Obid Naturals, a skincare and gift shop, received fewer sales than the 2023 holiday shopping season. "It was slower than last Christmas, but it's been better than other months," said owner Sasan Abdelawi. "It's been tough for so many people. What I hear from customers is that they will buy one product one month and another product the next month. It's an economic factor." Over at St. Albert Source for Sports, owner Dave Ridd hasn't run his Christmas numbers yet but believes they are on par with 2023. "Christmas is a nice add-on. It's a nice steady time. People will come in and buy recreational skates or a hockey stick. But it's not a mad dash or a rush," said Ridd. He explains that he sees a bump in sales during the spring when baseball, lacrosse and the biking season starts. And he sees a bigger bump from July to October as hockey athletes drop by to purchase hockey equipment and jerseys. "Christmas is a nice bonus, but we don't live or die by it,"